allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to the Supervisors Meeting, August 30th, 2020. Is there any changes to the agenda?
I haven't.
We've department heads and elected officials, Sarah Doty, payroll clerk, auditor's office.
Good morning. Just keeping busy as usual. Nothing new to report at this time.
Thank you. Stuart, how's the IT department doing?
Staying busy. Right now it's just Brandon and I, because Colin's on vacation, so.
You mean you let him go on vacation?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Or I have to have a break sometime.
Thank you, Stuart.
Yep.
Kevin, how's the sheriff's department?
Doing well. Our jail population's at 81 this morning, a little higher, eight out of county, I believe it was. Looks like Lisa has a busy court schedule ahead of her, so maybe we'll see some of those numbers come down, but who knows? We'll keep maintaining and keep up with it. But that's about all I've got.
Well, the busier you keep her, the cleaner the streets are going to be, so I hope she keeps busy.
That's the hope.
Thank you, Kevin. Zach, how's Southeast Iowa Regional Planning going?
Things are going well. Been pretty busy here lately. Three subdivisions on the agenda today. Got a couple other ones. Just had one submitted yesterday, and a couple floodplain permits and zoning permits too. So just been a little busy here the last few weeks. And, Jared was gone a couple weeks ago. He'll be gone for probably another week or two again, so I'll be the main person people are going to have to come see. So. Unfortunately, they got to work with me more than him, so.
I asked him.
Is that why he's gone so much?
What's that?
Is that why he's gone, so he don't have to work?
Work with me? Maybe that's what the reason is.
Work on your attitude.
Probably hasn't quit it yet.
So you need to work on your attitude.
Thank you, Zach.
That's all I've got. Probably catch you saying one of these days.
Lisa, how's the county attorney's office?
Judging by the number of warrant requests I had in my inbox yesterday, yes, Kevin's people are quite busy. otherwise, everything's going well. Just staying busy, working on some administrative things that I had grand delusions that I would complete during my medical leave and did not. So.
You're not expected to work while you're on medical leave. Thanks, Lisa.
Yes,
sir. Great. Conservation.
Good morning. I guess kind of big news today. So we do, we've been doing water quality sampling around the watershed throughout Big Hollow. So we have five sites all the way around the 4,400 acre watershed around Big Hollow. And we do monthly sampling, and then whenever we get a rain event, a sizable rain event, which has been pretty few and far between, we do event sampling as well. The last event sample we did was, we got about 2 inches of rain up there around Big Hollow on August 8th. And I just got the reports back today, and the numbers seem pretty high. So I forwarded them to our engineer that wrote the water quality plan. He said those are some of the highest phosphorus numbers you'll ever see in natural waters. And so the reason the lake is green is because of that. And so that's what we've been working for the last couple of years, is trying to get this watershed plan and get the Soil and Water District is working on getting a watershed coordinator put together to work with the DNR to get somebody hired yet by the end of the year, possibly. So they go out and work with the landowners throughout the watershed to try to do conservation practices on their lands to try to keep that nasty stuff from getting into the lake. But those numbers are pretty astounding. So that's, I mean, we've been crazy dry, and so whatever fell on the land, with the ground being this hard, you know, a lot of it ran right off. It's going straight into the lake. There's nothing in that one particular site. There's nothing that stops it from running right down the stream and just runs straight into the lake. So,
is it safe to swim?
Yeah, so we do water quality sampling at the beach every week, and so it's not bacteria or any of the health hazard stuff. It's nutrients, so it's phosphorus that causes the algae blooms. We don't have any of the bad algae, the microcystin either. We take those samples every week, and we haven't had a single sample we had this year that was any sort of health issue. It's just the nutrients in the lake, and then it grows. It's like putting Miracle-Gro on your plants. We're just dumping it into the water, and it's going to grow plants. And what we get is all that duckweed floating on top of the lake. It's, I mean, that lake, what you guys saw when we did the work session.
This is as bad as it's ever been before.
Yeah. So, and it simply isn't going to improve until we do some watershed improvements. There's nothing we can do in the lake to keep, we've got to stop the nutrients from getting into the lake in the first place. But we're working on it. It's we're ahead of the curve compared to some lakes. So that's pretty cool.
Okay, thanks, Chris. Janelle, how's the treasurer's office?
Good morning. We're keeping busy. Those tax payments are rolling in, and the motor vehicle is just as equally busy. So we're busy.
Thank you. Ken Hyden, CEO region.
Good morning. Yeah, we're staying busy also. Just normal business and helping people, so nothing new to report.
Okay, thank you. Terry Johnson, County Auditor.
Good morning. excuse me. Today is the first day that residents and voters can submit their absentee ballot request forms. And they can submit them today, but ballots will not be mailed until October the 19th. I got my first phone call this morning asking for some, so we're getting ready to mail those out to her. Tomorrow is the last day that Soil and Water and Ag Extension and NPPO candidates can submit their papers to be on the ballot for the November election. So we're staying busy with all that.
Okay, thank you. Brian Carter, Secondary Roads.
Good morning. I guess just a few reminders. We are starting up our pinch projects that we do. We got North Prairie Grove, as we've already talked about this morning a little bit. They're working on 110 beyond the Danville area. In fact, the next two or three roads are out of the Danville area. So just to kind of give you a heads up, the one they're working on today is 110, which would be west of 34. So Pleasant Grove closure is coming along good. The contractor's hoping to pour concrete on Thursday, as long as all the scheduling works out. So that's coming along. It's still probably at least a couple weeks from being open, kind of a thing. It's not like we're right on the cusp of it, but it's progress, and that's the goal. The grading job on 115th is going very well. Made a lot of headway, and that landscape has changed for the better. And then I mentioned that we our auction on our sheds wrapped up. The two outlying sheds that we got rid of. The Pleasant Grove site brought $37,750.
Wow.
The Mediapolis site brought $45,500. Which I don't think either not one of those numbers would have been what we would have predicted, but I guess who knows. So that's a grand total of $83,250 out of those two sites. It's puts them back onto the tax rolls since we're not using them anymore. So I think that was probably more productive than I imagined as far as cleaning up stuff. So.
But one up Mediapolis property must be pretty expensive up there. That's not much. Just the building and that lot.
It's just a single lot. It's
yeah.
Not a lot of room.
No.
So, I don't know.
Well, that's good.
Either way, so I'd give you that update. And there's a lot of stuff going on. We are, if you see a lot of dump trucks downtown from us, even though it's the end of August, we are reloading on salt. So, we're hauling salt for the next 3 days to fill up our stockpile, I guess is how I would put it. So that is going on also today.
Thank you.
Yep.
How's the ditching going? Are you through with that or still?
Oh, we'll never be done with ditching.
I mean, for the year, that I know you'll never be done with
it. I'm hoping we run until December, honestly, Jim.
Is that right?
Yeah, we'll run until frost chases us out or until we set it on a wet stretch or something. The last 2 years we made it into December. The biggest battle with ditching is once you get into, like, this stretch, when we finally start getting moisture, it's not so much that it'd be too wet to ditch, it's that we need to move our blade guys back into blades instead of in trucks so we can blade the gravel roads. Because those are kind of our bodies to haul dirt. So it's going well. They're on Beaverdale. They've been on Beaverdale for since we started this summer. It's been kind of start and stop kind of a thing. But they're moving again. And in fact, that's one of the pieces of equipment that just finally came in. That excavator was replaced, and we have new laser equipment on it also. And so they're moving. They're ditching today. That's one of the other things going on today. But they'll be on Beaver. We'll be on Beaverdale the rest of the year, and we'll be on Beaverdale next year too. It's a long road with plenty to do.
Okay, thanks,
Brian. Yep.
Angie, how's the safety department going?
Good morning. It's going well. I don't really have anything new to report. So.
Okay. Thank you, Natalie. Reporter's office.
Good morning. OHVs and snowmobiles. They don't expire till December 31st, but September 1st. So what is that? Thursday. You can start renewing those. September 1st, and hopefully then we're going to do our soft launch to be able to renew those online as well.
Okay, that'll be great.
Yep.
Thanks, Natalie. Christopher, you want public health?
Good morning. We continue to be busy with immunization clinics, but I don't really have anything new to report.
So I see in the paper, were you getting that Omicron or? That's the way you pronounce it, I guess.
Yeah, the Omicron. So the bivalent is the vaccine.
Yeah.
We hope to have that. We have pre-ordered that, but we don't have an emergency use authorization for that yet, and we don't have any of the vaccines. So we really don't have a date as to when we will have that available. So we're just kind of waiting to see. I think it's just a matter of them, Pfizer and Moderna, getting the authorization for that emergency use.
Thanks, Krista. Rodney Gleason, you snuck in on us.
Yeah, sorry, really busy. We just got a lot of different projects, different things going on. We're about half staff this week, so I appreciate everybody's patience. We won't quite get to you as fast as we normally would probably this week, but we'll do our best. So that's all I have this week. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Rodney. Did I miss anybody on there, Stuart? Okay. Moving on to correspondence. I have none. Okay, we do have the correspondence here. It's Great River. It says, to whom it may concern, maybe I ought to add Mr. Broker and Mr. Campbell on here, huh? According to section 4.05 of the loan agreement between Des Moines County, Iowa, Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center Corporation, formerly known as Great River Medical Center, the borrower agrees that it will annually, on or before August 15th of each year, furnish the issuer with a statement of the principal amount of the bonds outstanding as of the immediate preceding June the 30th. According to our records, the principal amount of the health facilities revenue bond series 2012A was $12,666,666.67. The outstanding principal amount of the health facility bond series 2012B was $6,666,666.67 as of June 30th, 2022. If you have any questions, please feel free to call Shannon Leffler at 319-768-3626. Sincerely, Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center.
Shane, this was well before your time, and Jim, it might have been before your time. I can't remember.
Yeah.
It's been somewhere around 10 years ago. Yeah. The hospital approached the county to, sponsor some conduit bonds. They were building Klein Center, and the way it worked was, after the lawyers explained it two or three times, which they could use the county's ability to borrow money, and the proceeds of those loans would be non-taxable to the bank or bonding company they got the money from. The county would have no liability at all, but so we agreed to do that. So I don't remember if you were on the board. You were just got there, and you might not have been on the board.
I think it happened year or two before I got on the board.
Might have anyway, but that's what it is. And every year they send us up. The letters that they're paying off the bond, so.
Okay. second public hearing of the repeal of the ordinance 56, authorizing the operation of all-terrain vehicles, and road utility vehicles in Warren County, Iowa.
I move that we open the second public hearing.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. The purpose of this ordinance is to repeal the, in its entirety, Des Moines County ATV UTV ordinance approved October 2nd, 2018 and recorded as documented on 2018-004888 and amended on November the 2nd, 2021 and recorded as documented 2021-006587. The repeal of this ordinance is due to approval of House File 2130 and signed by the Iowa Governor on June the 13th, 2022 regarding regulations and operations of all-terrain vehicles and off-road utility vehicles in the state. So, their new ordinance has
trumped ours
twice. Do you have any, anybody in here have any concerns on this? We should give the public, if they're listening to us, we should give them 2 minutes to call in at 319-753-8203, extension 4, or they can email board@dmcounty.com.
While we're waiting, it is my understanding, while Lisa's here, that we could waive the third reading of this repeal. Okay. If we just include that in the motion. Okay. Thank you.
I have some questions regarding this. So my board's going to take this up at our board meeting next week, because obviously this will apply to us. Previously, under the county ordinance, we just approach it as if our roads and parking lots were just part of the county system and said that any area that's open to normal vehicular traffic will allow ATVs and UTVs, and I think we'll probably continue to do that. My question is, I know the ordinance or the state code now reads that counties can't charge a user fee. Can conservation departments, since we're not technically part of the county road system, if we were to allow people to ride ATVs and UTVs inside our parks and our roads, can we charge a fee?
That's going to be a good question. You might want to get a hold of your
Lisa.
I know he's done a lot of research on this particular statute, so just email
And it goes a little bit beyond that. It's our discussion about next week, but revenue.
Believe it or not, 2 minutes are up.
Motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Motion to approve the repeal of Ordinance 56 and waive the third hearing.
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. We have a resolution 2022-58 for the final plat of the Pinch Point subdivision, and I'll turn this over to you, Zach.
Yeah, so this is a request from Ryan Portwood for final plat approval of Pinch Point subdivision. It's in the Union Township down at the south end of the county, adjacent to the Scott River. Includes two lots, approximately 15 and a half acres. Lot one contains farmland and timber, again, right up along the river. Lot two contains a single family home and some ag buildings. Following subdivision, he intends to sell lot two as the farmland and keep lot one where he wants to build a cabin for recreational use. I think this was on the agenda last week. There were some things with access to the property that we just wanted to have some time to talk through with the subdivider, make sure he was aware of, which we've done, and talk to his attorney as well. So I think we're satisfied with where we're at, so we'd recommend approval.
Okay.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah?
Shane McCambell?
Yep.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. We will sign these after the meeting for you.
Yeah, we've got a couple more, so.
Yeah.
See that. Now we have resolution 2022-59 for the final plat of the New Bush subdivision. And that also turned that over to you.
This is David Bush requesting final plat approval for New Bush subdivision. It's located in Pleasant Grove Township. Includes one lot totaling 1.3 acres. Lot one contains an existing single family home that will be split off from a 3-acre parcel that includes several ag buildings. This will be split off from surrounding 140-acre farm. The 3-acre parcel was already split off from the 140-acre farm in 2016. No major change or plan. Potentially, it might rebuild, tear the house down and rebuild it, but no other plans for this lot. So we would recommend approval of New Bush subdivision.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah?
Shane McCambell?
Yep.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Edna would be proud. Actually, Edna would be upset because they're trying to do something on her property, but it's going to be all right.
Next, we have resolution 2022-60, final plat of Lewis Family Farm subdivision.
All right. Like I said, this one I'm not as familiar with. Jared was working on this one directly. We've got Russell Lewis requesting final plat approval of Lewis Family Farm subdivision. Located in Danville Township, includes three lots totaling about 100 acres. It's intended to split it into three lots, family farm into three lots, and divide it between family members. So lot one will contain 46 acres of all farmland. Lot two will be 51 acres. Almost all is farmland, but there's a manufactured home and then a couple ag buildings. And then lot three will be 3.4 acres, which just includes the old home and a little very small amount of farmland. So no plans for changes of use, at least at the time. So with that, we would recommend approval of Lewis Family Farm subdivision.
Motion to approve. Second.
Sarah?
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Shane McCambell?
Yep.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Now we have a Class C liquor license for the Price Wedding on Barn on the Ridge. Everything on this looks in order. Do you have any questions on this, Sheriff?
No concerns.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah?
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Shane McCambell?
Yep.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. We have an abatement request with the City of West Burlington for Weston Lowell Plat 2, lot partial 10-35-20-202-007. It says here, the City of West Burlington is requesting the release of any and all property taxes associated with the following property. Legal description is West Burlington, Westland Mall, Plat 2, Lot P, Parcel 10-35-202-007, 3.01 acres. The property is a retention pond. If you have any questions, please contact me.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah?
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Shane McCambell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. We have a fireworks permit for the Stumptown Shooters. Never heard of them before, but I think Jared would get a kick out of that name. This is going to take effect on 10-1 of 22 at 8:30 p.m. It's on our Irish Ridge Road. I think that 14-133, is that your address?
That's Barn on the Ridge, yeah.
Barn on the Ridge address, yeah. And it's been signed by Mark Brook, Fire Marshal of Burlington. Everything looks in order here. So what's your gentleman's wishes on this?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yep.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Now we approval of a consulting engineer contract, FR-11-5HWA number 143211.
This is a design contract for the replacement of the bridge on Upper Flint Road. We had originally planned, in fact, we ran a contract through private a couple months ago now for a rehab project, but after further evaluation, the bridge deck has enough delamination or damage or just whatever you want to call it, age, that we're going to look at a replacement instead of the prior plan. So it's a new contract to make things clean, ultimately, it's just replacing the prior contract, and I would recommend approval. In all likelihood, the project itself, when we get to that point for replacement, will probably be ARPA money on this project. But anyway, so we've already discussed this in prior work sessions and such, and I'd recommend approval, please.
Thank you.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. We have the minutes from the regular meeting on August 23rd, 2022.
Move to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Abstain.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Do we have any other business, gentlemen?
I have none.
Future agenda items?
I have none.
Are we going to have a work session with regional planning?
At some point, probably early mid-September.
Mid-September.
Is that what you're thinking about? Or
yeah, that's what I was thinking about.
Yeah, we'll have to find a date, and maybe we're going to have to push it back since Jared's going to be gone here for the next week or so.
Okay.
But yeah.
All right. Get hold of Terry.
I think they're looking at six or 12 maybe. We may have to push that back a week or so. But I don't know. We're supposed to meet this week to talk about it, but he's going to be gone. So.
Is there a plan for the county handbook?
We're putting the finishing touches on it even as you speak.
Will we look it over again?
You emailed Emily, didn't you, last night or today, Terry?
We were making notes and
there's one in the works right now.
Yeah. We're this close.
Perfect. And then once those are in there, then we will send it around to all the department heads one more time.
We also need to look at the animal control ordinance.
Oh, yeah. That's been hanging out there for a while.
It took 2 years to put it together. Now we need to change it.
Yeah. Don't be so excited about that.
Okay, committee reports.
attended the Iowa State Association of Counties last week, and they had some interesting seminars on county responsibility for pipelines and the ARD guidelines and some interesting discussions. And this morning I went to a fair board meeting. I think the hog barn is the lower of the fair. I think they're going to jack that up about 8 feet. So that might be kind of interesting. It'll improve the airflow. It gets really hot in there because it's got a metal roof. I didn't realize that they put water sprinklers on the roof when they have that to try to keep that cool. So this will increase airflow, make it a little cooler. And then there's that noise that apparently those two metal roofs that are at different heights create. So they think that might be sometime in September. Yeah, help the acoustics, and that might happen later in September.
They're going to do that fast. I know they talked to Mark.
Yep, I thought that was interesting. That they said the fair went well. They their number of participants was up from last year, but then after the trouble getting as many people back after the pandemic, and it's really hard to get volunteers.
Yeah.
It's a lot harder than it was a few years ago. It's really tough.
Okay, thank you. I also attended the ISAC meeting. Like Tom said, there's a lot of interesting stuff going on. Final plan on ARPA is out there, and I asked the guy, one of them, to sign and seal. He said, well, it could be that young guy. So hopefully it's all taken care of on the final plans. And that's all I had. So we have time for public input. Anybody from the public have anything to say, they can call in at 319-753-8203, extension 4. That's 753-8203 extension 4, or they can email board at dmcounty.com. That's board at dmcounty.com. We'll give you 2 minutes to do that. So, does anybody from the public have any comments here? Everybody's pretty quiet.
Okay, I'll bite.
There you go.
Since I'm here, I'll just take the opportunity to give a brief update on some City of Burlington items. So, Mr. Chairman, good morning.
Morning.
Supervisor Broker, Supervisor McCampbell.
Good morning.
Nice to see you guys. Tiger update. A lot of work going on, obviously, on the riverfront, Jefferson Street, especially on the west end of Jefferson and south end of Main Street. Everything that you see opened up today should be completed by the end of the construction season, weather permitting, of course.
Everything
that you see opened today will be closed up and finished by the end of the construction season. So that's 2.5 blocks on Jefferson Street. That's Division to Angular on Main Street. They should be starting the west side of Main Street by mid to late September, and we hope that that'll be completed by Thanksgiving. And then the riverfront, they're telling us that we expect everything on the riverfront to be done by the end of the construction season. Again, weather permitting, right? So we'll keep our fingers crossed for drier weather that we've seen. That'll be good. So, any questions on any of that Tiger stuff? I know it's kind of a pain to navigate around downtown and whatnot, but the improvements are looking good. So.
Define construction season.
Yeah. Weather permitting, right? So
all year.
All year, yeah.
I do have a question.
Yeah.
I take my dog up on the end of Jefferson Street there where it meets Central.
Yeah.
They took out all them parking places that they had on them businesses, but that's not part of the Tiger grant up there. Why did they...
Tiger goes all the way to Central.
Okay, why did they make that so wide there? And then they came back in and they cut it out, made it a little wider, but you still can't turn
like
in there
bump
into your truck there.
With the bump outs and the turn off of Central?
It's terrible. And believe it or not, where I take my dog to get the haircut, they are busy.
they are busy.
So you've got to park out on Central, or you got to park way down there and take the dog in?
Yeah.
I think that was a very, very poor design.
I appreciate that. We did lose a few parking spaces through the entire corridor, Jefferson Street. But the entire design concept was to be more pedestrian friendly and to have a calming effect on traffic, to slow traffic down and create less maneuvering for traffic in the downtown area and have it be more pedestrian friendly.
Was bump out, wasn't that part of the money? I can't remember, but wasn't that part of the money that we had to include those or something like that? Or?
Well, the part of the Tiger Grant that was supported was to make it more pedestrian friendly, to make it more walkable, bikeable, accessible area. That was a big cornerstone of why we received the grant.
When I was down there, I didn't think the bump outs were going to be so big. They're just bigger now since John's been down there. I just went that added for the grant.
I love that phrase, calming effect on traffic.
That was nice too.
If things are closer together, people tend to slow down, and that's by design, right? So, and then just a quick update on riverboats. You may see the Viking boat here today on a trial run. They do not have passengers to disembark or load up today, but for the first time we might see the Viking boat in town today. If you get a chance, go down and see it if it's here. If not, just Google it. They have some pretty impressive images on YouTube and on their website. It's an amazing vessel.
Any idea on when? Would it be morning or afternoon, late afternoon?
Not exactly sure.
It's already cruise time, gone for a loop.
Is it already? Yeah. Okay. So it's already been through. Sorry.
Well, they might park here.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
They might park here, but they've already cruised by once this morning. So.
Okay. Now they will be here for their first docking. We're told again, right? On September 8th, next week after Thursday. So that'll be their first official docking so far. And the American Queen will be here again on Saturday. So look for 300 or 400 more passengers to disembark on Saturday. That's all I have. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oops. Okay, nobody online there, Stuart, email. With an aye, we're out of here.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. We do have a work session coming up with the City of Burlington on the Harpathon, but we're going to take about a 5-minute break here and sign these papers for that.